Well, we're talking with Mark Pelosa from Hog Heaven Guide Service on Little Bay to Knock. And we kind of talked about how the smelts are keeping some of the bigger fish in the deeper water off the edges of these reefs, 25 to 32 feet of water, generally speaking, waiting for those smelts to get out of there. But in the meantime, you said they're fishing them with lead core and what?
Actually, lead core and stick baits. You know, you got to mimic the bait, of course. You know, we want to get as close a presentation you can to a smelt, and that's basically what they're chasing.
Now, are you talking about how many colors here to get down 30 feet?
Most people are running three colors.
Okay. All right. And the actual crankbaits or stickbaits that you're referring to, obviously the colors, you're mimicking the smell, but what have you seen work best? Are we talking Rapalas or are we talking Bombers? Or?
You know, everybody's got their preference. If they like Rapalas, people will fish Rapalas. Myself, I'm a Smithwick type of guy. I like fishing the black silvers and the purple silvers, that sort of thing. And, you know, other people like their reef runners, so... It's a mixed bag. I just basically try to get as close to that color of that doggone smelt as you can.
Now, are you talking about all different size walleye here or just the larger walleye?
Well, like I said, you know, you're getting your eating size fish from 15, 16, 17s in shallow water, occasionally more throwbacks than you are legal. And it seems like the 18-inch fish and above are just laying off the edges of the reef chasing some of them smelt. So.
Well, let's talk about when there's a south wind. Now, I know we're not really supposed to get a lot of wind this weekend, but it is supposed to switch to the south, in which case, you know, I always hear about that Ford River area, no see 'em, that gets all cloudy close to shore with a south wind, and they seem to slay walleye in the middle of the day there.
Yes, that's a beautiful area to fish with a good south wind. You want it to blow in there at least a couple of days. It dirties the water up. I know just the last week here, I've had some friends up in there, and of course, they're getting in shallow. They're getting 3-4 feet of water is where the medium-sized fish are being pushed.
Well, do you have any suggestions if people are headed to Little Bay to Knock to fish this weekend? Weather's warming up nicely. We are supposed to get a little bit of rain, but the winds are supposed to hold down. So what suggestions would you have at this point? Maybe another tip that we haven't talked about.
Well, I guess myself, as I would try in the head of the bay and see if you can find those some fish early morning hours up in the shallower water, and then as the day progresses, you go to your lead core and pull alongside those reefs and along the east bank and working yourself south. And same thing with the Ford River. Like you said, the early morning hours and late evening hours, if we got that south wind blowing in there good and hard, your best time is when you're bobbing around out there pretty good, and you just want to target those fish in shallower water, anywhere from 3 to 8 foot of water, and the south wind will probably push them a little shallower than normal. But so you want to stick in that 4 to 5 foot area, probably, maybe even a little shallower.
Well, as I understand it, you're also the vice president of the Bays to Knock Sports Fishermen's Club, and you guys got a tournament coming up in Big Bay to Knock this weekend, is that right?
Yep, be a good weekend for everybody to come out and enjoy themselves. They want to get involved with our local early bird tournament. It'll be held out of the name of Launch in Big Bay this weekend for walleye. It should be a good tournament.
Where do they find out more information about that?
Actually, you could go on the Bay to Knock Great Lakes website, and should give you all the information, or we got a Facebook page. It would be the Bays to Knock Great Lakes Sports Fisherman.
Excellent. I appreciate your time, Mark.
You bet, Adam. You have a great weekend.
You too. We'll hit you up in June again for some more fishing tips and reports.
That'd be great.
This is the Outdoor Show.